GOP congressman reveals staffer, friend robbed at gunpoint in D.C. by Elizabeth Weibel on June 9, 2024. Representative Mike Collins, RGA, revealed that one of his staffers and a friend had been robbed at gunpoint by three men in Navy Yard, a neighborhood in Washington, D.C. Collins wrote in a post on X that three men had attempted to rob the unnamed staffer and friend. The men reportedly took a watch, while another man was punched in the face. Early this morning, three men attempted to rob one of my staffers and a friend at gunpoint in Navy Yard, Collins wrote. One attacker took a watch, the other took a fist to the face. Our nation's capital has become a war zone because of pro-criminal policies peddled by D.C.'s government, Collins continued. Thank the good Lord, after fending off the assailants, both young men are safe. During 2023, there were a total of 5,336 violent crimes committed, a 39% increase from the 3,850 violent crimes reported during 2022, according to data from the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD. The nation's capital also reported seeing 274 homicides during 2023, the highest annual number of homicides in the city since 1997. To date, there has been a 26% decrease in violent crimes in Washington, D.C. during 2024, according to data from the MPD. In January 2024, D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto, D., introduced the Secure D.C. Omnibus Bill, which was described as being a historic public safety legislative package with over 100 interventions that respond to calls from the community to address the unacceptable level of crime and violence undermining safety in the district. Under the bill, officers would be allowed to pursue vehicular chases if there is an imminent threat. There would be penalties established for new felony offenses for endangerment with a firearm and unlawful discarding of firearms and ammunition. And the MPD would be allowed to declare drug-free zones in hotspots where there is an increase in crime and drug activity, among many other initiatives. Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., signed the bill into law in March. In a press release, Pinto explained that Bowser had signed the bill into law on a permanent basis and also on an emergency basis, which means that most of its provisions can take effect immediately.